Asian carp have already invaded the Mississippi River system, and they're making their way toward the channel that connects the Mississippi Basin to the Great Lakes Basin. The big fish is a poster child for alien invasive species. It leaps out of the water, sometimes even hitting and hurting boaters. It competes with native fish, and it's feared that it would wreak havoc on the Great Lakes fishery and the ecology of the lakes if it ever gets through to them. South of Chicago, a barrier that electrifies the water is in place in the connecting channel between the Mississippi system and the Great Lakes. It shocks the fish and seems to stop them from going any farther. But that barrier is just a temporary demonstration project, so Great Lakes officials were pleased when the Army Corps of Engineers announced it would build a permanent barrier. Michael Donahue is president of the Great Lakes Commission. The organization lobbies for the 8 Great Lakes states.
Most invasive species we find out about after the fact. Once they're in the system, they're established, and then damage is being done. In this instance, we know who the enemy is, where they're at, what pathway they plan to take to get into the lakes, and what we need to do to stop them.
So environmentalists, anglers, conservationists, and scientists all believe stopping the Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes is a pretty good idea. Stuart Lutzen is a research scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. Lutzen says we don't know exactly how the Asian carp would affect the Great Lakes, but we don't want to find out either.
We certainly do not want to let other exotic species into the system for fear of the economic and ecological consequences that can come from an invasion.
Sport fishing enthusiasts say they don't need to know exactly what the Asian carp will do to the Great Lakes. Jason Dinsmore is a resource policy specialist with the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dinsmore says it's pretty clear the Asian carp won't be good for anglers.
Our big concern is these fish eat what our fish eat, I guess is the best way to look at it. These large predatory fish are planktivores, which mean that they eat very small organisms that our fish, like, you know, juvenile perch, will depend on. And if they're out competing the juveniles of our sport fish will look to, you know, take a hit in overall numbers, which means there's going to be less for our anglers to catch.
So there's no problem, right? The Army Corps of Engineers plans to build it. Everyone seems to think it's a good idea. But then the Corps couldn't find the money for it. Chuck Shea is the project manager for both the demonstration fish barrier and the new permanent fish barrier that's being planned.
Earlier in the month of February, we did not have the full funding allocated to the project. The project was not dead in any way. We were still working internally to try to find the money.
The $4.4 million to build the electric barrier to keep the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes was to come from a $25 million fund the Corps uses for projects not specifically authorized by Congress. It's discretionary money. But this year, money is tight, and with money being used for projects in Iraq and Afghanistan, it wasn't clear the Great Lakes fish barrier could get the money from the fund.
The war on terror and homeland security issues are creating new demands on the budget, in particular for the Army. The Army is heavily involved in supporting the war on terror and homeland security, and that does affect the budget overall, yes.
That's when 24 members of Congress from the Great Lakes region stepped in. They signed off on a letter calling for the immediate funding of the fish barrier project and started making calls to the Army and anyone else who had influence on funding the project. It looks as though the political lobbying might have worked. The Army Corps of Engineers issued a news release which indicates the Corps expects to start construction of the second barrier this summer, completing it this fall. In the meantime, the temporary barrier will keep running, hopefully deterring the Asian carp from making it to the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Commission's Michael Donahue says everyone hopes the barrier is completed in time to stop the Asian carp, because it will cost a lot if it's not.
And instead of spending a few million dollars to prevent the invasion, we could be spending a few $100 million to deal with it once the Asian carp is established.
The next challenge is finding money to rebuild the first electrical barrier and make the temporary barrier permanent as well, backing up the new barrier in case it fails or needs to be shut down for maintenance. No one wants to think about what might happen if the temporary barrier would fail now before the permanent barrier is built. The Asian carp has been spotted as close as 20 miles from the barrier and only 50 miles from Lake Michigan. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.